Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
I know proof of life after death is bold, but I'm confident in making that statement. Firstly, I personally don't need proof for this, but whenever I stumble upon something that bolsters my belief, I of course grab it and hug it firmly. My life as a Reiki master teacher and spiritual adventurist means I know we have more of a grand purpose for our existence, and it doesn't end just because we move house, so to speak. Okay, but before you skeptics roll your eyes at me and fence sitters start to totter around, let me explain that I'm not trying to convert non-believers into believers here. I honor and respect other people's viewpoints, despite their relation to mine, so what I'm aiming to do right now is show what I believe is undeniable proof that we exist beyond death, and that science backs me up. So last year, I went for a health checkup, which included a review of my glorious ticker, so aka my heart. I was hooked up to a heart monitoring machine with little cold circular pads placed on various spots on my body. Being an inquisitive personality, I chatted with the doctor about the positioning and why they needed to be put where they were. While I was lying flat on the examination table, with wires flowing all around me, my doctor's answer began with, "Well, Melissa, you're a walking battery." Well, with my eyebrows raised, my head flipped around quickly, and I was trying to see whether or not she was playing on my universal life force nature that she is somewhat familiar with. I saw she was smiling, but without hesitation, she went on to explain that my nervous system comprised of two parts, a central control center, which includes my brain and spinal cord, and a peripheral system that encompasses all the other nerve elements. She said that my 100 billion or so neurons, or what you might know as brain cells, are little super excited electrical bursts of energy that communicate constantly with each other and then to the rest of my body. It's through their energy that I think, blink, talk, walk, move. They're the entire reason I even exist. I know. This is an incredibly simplified version of how our biochemistry works, but I'm not going to pretend to be a doctor or a scientist here. My interest lies within the connection between the medical science and the spirituality of our lives, and how they can work together. Of course, the proof I'm about to unveil backs up my own belief, but that's only natural, isn't it? So, these little heart monitoring pads I was talking about, well, they're positioned on various parts of my body. And they're there to pick up of whether or not the electricity racing through my bodily circuit was complete and functioning well. The pulses indicated if my heart was beating normally. And as the test went underway, I thought to myself, even the doctor admits we're energy beings, even though she might have likened me to a battery. I thought it was very interesting. Okay, I realize at this point I haven't provided much backup to my proof of life after death, so let me introduce the law of conservation of energy. Now, this law asserts that the totality of energy at any given system remains constant, even though the energy can be changed from one form to another or transferred elsewhere. In short, the law of conservation of energy, now that is from science, I haven't made this up, okay? The law of conservation of energy states, claims, asserts, even affirms that energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed. Now, can you see where I'm heading with this? Are you getting a little bit excited? It's so glorious, I have to rephrase just to make sure you get this. If energy, the single thing that which makes us all exist, cannot be created or destroyed, then when we physically die, our energy must move on. Now, this is a factual conclusion, not a merely hopeful one for me, but this is an ending based on what science has shown and proven to us. Does that make sense? Yes, okay, so this is too good to miss the point. Let me just say it one more time. You and me, we're electrical energy beings, or walking batteries, if you remember what my doctor said. The core of every single one of us is energy. That energy must transfer into us at birth, and then out at death. The law states that our energy does not fizzle out. It does not go dim and cold. It affirms that our energy either changes form or transfers elsewhere. This proof begs the question of whether we ever die at all. Now, to where our energy moves, what it looks like as it shifts, Whether it takes our minds and memories with it, now all that I'm not totally sure. But at this stage, I don't believe science knows, or maybe they don't even want to know either. But the answers to these other questions don't negate the fact that energy, that's you and me, cannot be created or destroyed. This is absolutely glorious. So what are your thoughts? Do you think I'm grasping at straws? Do you think the law of energy is wrong? Or does this sound right or feel right for you? Did you have an aha moment as I sort of connected the dots between the law of energy and our worldly existence? I'd love to hear what your viewpoint is. So regardless where it is, feel free to comment and let me know. And thanks so much for listening.